I want to bring you this next story. Have you made a list of things you want to do before you die, a bucket list? And if so, what's on it? New poll out today suggests that many over 65s want to travel the world, learn to fly, even write a best-selling novel. Vinny's been out in Belfast to find out what else makes the list.
I want to go to a nudist beach. Apparently it's a very liberating feeling to swim with absolutely no clothes on.
What about here? There's no option to do that, is there, in Northern Ireland?
I think you could give it a try, but you might be arrested.
What will be on your bucket list then?
I would like to parachute jump for a charity.
Wouldn't mind being a rock star, touring America, living the debauched life.
And what would that involve?
Throwing TVs at hotel windows, that kind of thing.
Can you sing? Can you play an instrument?
Yeah, I used to sing in a band. We were pretty terrible, so it's going to take a lot of work to get there, you know?
What was the band called?
Sexual Content.
Ah, right. It's maybe not one for during the day.
No.
I would love to have courtside seats at the NBA Finals.
Anything else you'd put on your list?
To be in the pit at a Metallica concert.
That would be kind of scary. Lots of moshing, elbow in the face, might get chucked out.
Well,
or is that the point? Sorry, am I missing it here?
They're pretty old now, so it's kind of tame, so we'll see.
Move to Munich and river surf every day.
River surf? What? How does that work?
It's just a river with a wave in it, and there's surfers on it in Munich. It's so cool.
Did I ask a silly question?
Yeah.
I'm not going to die, so this question is academic, but if I do happen to die, I'd like to get like a jewel-encrusted bucket and kick it down a very long flight of stairs. A jewel-encrusted bucket and kick it down a very long flight of stairs.
What about yourself? What will be on your list?
My sister and I want to walk from Europe to Asia, so that's on my list.
Are you mad?
No, it would be brilliant. It's been done before, so people have done it.
How long would that take you?
About 3 months, if you do 26 miles a day. See, I've really given it thought.
Right, so if you do a marathon a day, you'll be there in how many months?
About three.
Yes, and then you probably would be dead, so your bucket list would be complete.
But I would have very toned thighs. So.
I'd love to score the winning goal in the FA Cup final for Everton. Yeah, it's probably never going to happen the last time.
Never say never.
Well, they haven't won a trophy since it was 4 years old, so it's been a long wait.
I was just referring to you not playing for Chelsea.
I don't play for Everton either.
Oh, did you say Everton? Whoops.
They commentate for a World Cup final. I think that'd be awesome.
I live with lots of animals, like a pet dog, pet monkey, pet cub tiger.
I want to go to the jungle and live with monkeys. Be like a little Dr. Dolittle.
You mean like Belfast Zoo or anywhere in particular?
Somewhere tropical.
All right.
Not in Belfast.
Not North Belfast, no. What's wrong with North Belfast? It's very tropical sometimes.
Go to the waterworks and live with monkeys.
Every now and again they do escape, so you could be lucky.
I could.
Do what you want to do today just because you want to.
So some of the people talking to Vinny. Vinny's going to stay with me because we've been talking. By the way, what would you like to do before you die? Have you got something on your bucket list you could share with us? 08459 555 678. So Vinny's staying with me and we're talking to the journalist Andrew McVeigh about what's on her bucket list.
Well, the journalist Andrew McVeigh, listening to that, what's on your bucket list then, Andrea?
Well, I've actually done quite a few things on my bucket list. I sort of do this list every year of things I'd like to do, and I don't necessarily do them that year. But, I mean, I've travelled a lot. I've been to Easter Island to see those big heads, the Great Wall of China, North Korea, I've done things like that. I also wanted to be a model, and which sounds ridiculous, but I actually modelled at a charity fashion show. So I have actually models.
I was going to say that takes balls, but you know what I mean? It really does,
yeah,
doesn't it?
I don't think like Vogue are going to sign me up or anything.
You couldn't
do
it, Vinny.
I was really nervous doing it. So I've done it once. It's off the list. I don't have to do it again. That was the thing. But you know what? What I think is funny is there's loads of things as you get older I don't want to ever do again. So it's sort of like an anti-bucket list or a bucket list of things I don't want to do. I never want to take another exam. I'm just fed up with exams and, you know, school and university and all that sort of stuff. Never want to do that again. I don't want to skydive and I certainly don't want to go bungee jumping. So I think it's important to know what you don't want to do as well as you do want to do. But that woman on the package there who said she wants to walk with her sister from Europe to Asia, I think that's amazing because another thing I'd love to do is do something to get into the Guinness Book of Records.
Do you not think, Andrea, what age are you, Vinny?
I'm 32.
32, right. So you're a young buck. What age are you, Andrea McVeigh?
I'm not telling you what age I am, Stephen.
Right. So you're in your mid-40s, I would guess, right?
She is not. No, she's younger than you.
Is she?
I think so. You're 42.
I'm 40, I think. No, am I 40? 1973, what am I?
It was your birthday last month.
I'm 41 now.
See?
That tells you how old I am now.
I don't think maths is your strong point.
Yeah, when you get to the point where you don't know how old you are, you're in trouble. But do you not think, Andrea, let's put it like this. Do you not think you get to an age, and it happened to me certainly when I was 40, where I started feeling, do you know what? I'm not invincible anymore. There is a finite time. Now I need to make sure I do things in life that I want to do. And I just wonder, Vinny, presumably that it certainly didn't happen to me in my 30s.
I think you kind of feel
like you've got forever when you're in your 20s and 30s.
I think that's just you. No, not really. There's things I have on my list that I want to do.
Like what?
Well,
lose your virginity?
No, behave. I want to drive from the west to the east coast of America in a big old-fashioned American car.
You're going to say from west to east Belfast there?
No, not at all. Now this sounds a bit odd, right? But have you ever thought about how it would feel if you were standing naked in like a really heavy rainstorm? That came into my head. I seen a film one day and I thought, I know what you might think, we'll just stand near a sprinkler.
No, I don't think anybody has ever thought of standing
naked. Have you ever thought of that, Andrea?
In a heavy rainstorm?
I don't think anybody has ever thought that.
We'll make this happen for you outside the BBC.
No, but that's the thing. I don't think I'll ever do it because unless you're going to stand in your back garden and hope the neighbours aren't
out
looking.
Why naked?
But because I think you'd feel the raindrops on your body. I know it sounds a bit odd, but there would be an unusual sensation that you've never had anywhere else. Don't look at me like that.
You could do it in a house with a hose pipe.
No, it's not the same. Rainstorms, do you not think there's something about rainstorms that make you feel a bit odd?
Why don't you go to a nudist beach in the winter?
Well, you could do that, but no. I don't want to do it in the street, don't get me wrong. I want to do it somewhere where no one's looking, which is probably why I'll never do it. But yeah, I want to do stuff like that. It's not even like skinny dipping, because I think that's different again.
Can he do all your bucket list things involve you being nude?
Listen, he's been trying to get this team to do a naked Christmas calendar for years.
That is not true.
He actually has. And I don't know it's because he wants to see my body or the editor's body or who it is. Awful.
That's not true at all.
What I want to do is I want to discover new places, seriously, new countries, new places. I want to travel, which I don't think is that atypical. When you start to get older, atypical. In other words, it's typical. I'll look it up for you later on.
Please do. Move on.
All right. It's a big word, I know. Unusual, then.
Do you know what's on the top of my list, Andrea? Yeah.
I would like to go on a safari. I've never been in a safari in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think you'd be that adventurous.
I would love to go on a safari.
Things aren't too difficult to do. I mean, that's the sort of
you've got to have big money, seriously,
yeah,
to go on
so
those.
That'd be no problem for you, Stephen.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. You could do that. So, I mean, the things like that are doable. Imagine, like, if you challenged yourself, like, challenged something. Like, as I said, I'd love to do something that got me into the Guinness Book of Records, like break a world record or just do something amazing like that. That would be difficult. That would be something you'd look back on and think that was really
interesting. Tell you another thing I would love to do, and I'm being serious here. I would love to start up or buy my own radio station.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So I'd like to actually own a radio station.
Who would do the breakfast show?
Well, I probably would for a while.
Who would do the lunchtime show?
Who would do all the shows?
That's what I mean. Exactly.
I wouldn't actually.
No, FM.
You know, I really would, though. I really, really would. And I sometimes regret not, you know, trying to get into one of those applications that there was when U105 were applying for their license, and there were, you know, someone came and offered me at the time that I could be part of an application, and I turned it down because I thought it would compromise my role in the BBC. But I would love to own a radio station. I think that would be class.
Well, you've probably got the money for that
as well. Another thing I'd like to do, I'd like to own a chippy. Or a restaurant. I'd love to run a shop.
I think that's a lot harder than you think.
I really would.
You would
love
lose
to run
interest
a shop.
In that, though.
I'd love to run a shop.
Well, maybe you can retire and do that in Santa Monica.
I'd love to go to space before I die.
We're getting a bit silly now.
That's not silly within our lifetime. Absolutely not silly.
You want to go into space.
Sure, Branson's doing it.
Stephen probably has the money for that as well. Because you know the way Virgin are doing those trips and Leonardo DiCaprio and stuff are all going up into space.
He's got fat. I saw his picture on the TV last night.
Stephen's got that sort of money.
He has got fat.
He's terrible looking.
Other thing I'd like to do, and then enough about me, I'd like to get those steel implants in my pecs.
I don't think they're steel.
Or whatever they are. You know
what
I mean?
I'm pretty sure they're not steel.
Firm.
Superman.
That makes you feel like steel, like Iron Man. I want to be Iron Man. I'm sick and tired of having boy boobs, and I'd love to go in for an operation and just be able to feel my breasts and they be firm.
Yes, they can do that, and they can also suck the fat out around your stomach and then leave you with a six pack.
Yes.
Yeah.
What else would you like to do?
That's kind of it. I'd like to have my own...
Anything that involves your clothes on.
A more regular radio programme.
Because you want to feel your boobs.
Exactly.
Then he wants to stand naked in the rain. This is, what sort of show has this turned into? Look, this
Andrea,
is never happening on Crawley's show.
No, you're right. And it's Dr. Crawley. Andrea, do you not think that's... It's just an unusual sensation, but you know, to stand naked in
We're
the rain...
We're not back to nudity again.
Side of that, I'd like my own radio show more regular than what Radio Walser have given me so far. So if the head of radio was listening...
Anything else? What else?
Well, of course, I have to suck up to Stephen and say it was on my bucket list to be on the Nolan Show, both on the radio and on TV.
Was it really?
Check that off too. Yes, of course.
How high up?
On the Stephen Nolan Show.
How high up the list was it, Andrea? Be honest.
Is he listening?
It was on the B list.
It was on the other side of the page. You know?
Who would you like to meet? I'm trying to think of people that you'd like to.
But they say never meet your idols, though, because it's always a disappointment. So, you see,
the person that I've ticked off now, and I know how naff this sounds, but people who are friendly with me know this to be true. I always, in my younger days, wanted to meet Eamon Holmes. I really, really did. And I did, and I became friends with him, and that was one tick, because, you know, I did. So I'm thinking of other people I would like to meet. I interviewed Clinton, and that was amazing, but I'd love to meet Obama. I'd
really?
I'd like to meet Obama. I think that would be good.
See, Andrea, I used to look up to, before I worked on this programme, I used to listen to the Nolan Show every now and again for about 2 days a week, and then I'd get annoyed and turn it off. But I used to look up to Stephen a wee bit, and I thought, and I, there's a man that knows what he's doing. I want to meet him. And then I met him and started working on this programme, and now I can't stand
him. He has feet of clay, and that's the thing. Never meet your idols.
Exactly. You'll just be
ordinary.
Disappointed.
Yeah,
Simon Cowell. Imagine having dinner with Simon Cowell.
Oh, you know what I would love? I'd love to be able to sing. I cannot sing a note,
But this isn't a bucket list. The bucket list is things that you have the ability to do that
you can
happen in your life or not.
You can't really. If you're tone deaf and you can't sing, you're not going to be able to.
You can take singing lessons, and I think that would certainly help.
You'd be less horrible.
Yes, I'd be less horrible.
I'd love a dog.
Sing in a choir.
I would love a dog.
You had a dog.
It didn't work.
He had a dog for a weekend, Andrea.
Audrey gave him back.
Yes, because he peed all over the house.
I called that dog Buster, and Audrey gave him back. Right. Well, listen, we're asking you today, 0845 555678, the text 81071, the email Nolan at bbc.co.uk, at Stephen Nolan on Twitter. Before my time is over in this station, I'd maybe even like to present one show within the newsroom, just to see what it's like. Just to see if there's a wee tingle of excitement.
I think that's possible.
Well, do you think so?
I think it might be raining outside, so I'm away.
Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Andrew.
Bye-bye.